Chapter 7. Wisdom, while there is yet hope. A wise woman is always learning. She's open to change. She is ready to hear. She pursues knowledge. Please listen to me, young mother. Dear pearls, my heart is heavy. I desire with my whole heart to bring our children up in the ways of God. They are ages 2 and 5. My deep concern is this. My husband has been deceived into thinking that various TV programs and commercials are not harmful to him or the children. He lets the fact that they are humorous dismiss the fact that they are crude and subtly being used to chip away at the spirit of our family. I have to work part-time in the evening, and I worry what is being shown on the idol of TV in our home. I have shared my concern with him and, sorry to say, have nagged some too. But he is just not as convinced as I am about this issue. This has led to my being resentful and angry at him to the point where I feel no respect or love toward him. I am committed to my vows, though. Can you offer any advice or help me in any way? I even feel I must have married the wrong man. He has many positive qualities, but I worry that these influences are causing him to stray. Thank you for any help you can give. Susan. Dear Susan, just imagine what it would be like if your husband just disappeared one day. No more bad commercials. No questionable TV. No warm beds. Just lots of long, lonely nights and days of toil at a job away from the children. The children will not be with their father watching TV. They will be with a babysitter who is taking care of them for money. You will wonder if the babysitter is having her boyfriend over for a little sex in the bedroom while the kids watch TV alone. The young children will cry when you leave for work, and the older children will be glad to see you gone so they can exercise their newfound liberties. The car has something wrong with it, but you can't take the day off to get it fixed. Money is in short supply. You discover that the social circle for a divorced woman with kids is rather small. When the kids get the flu and the babysitter refuses to work because she's not going to take the chance of catching the flu for a few measly dollars. For a year or two, your ex gets the children for the weekend. You have no control over what they do, but you are too tired to care anymore. In time, the child support you thought was required by law stops coming because your husband has left the state with another woman. Now, Susan, let's come back to the present. If you continue to dishonor your husband, the above scenario will likely become your own personal nightmare. Soon, you describe yourself as resentful and angry. Your soul is being slowly molded into a bitter person. Your letter reveals that you have already considered that your marriage could end over this issue. I have seen it happen hundreds of times. People will ask why he left you, and you will righteously tell them that he got involved with another woman. The truth is, you ran him off because he watched commercials you declared unrighteous. You left his heart, and he has left you emotionally, all because of your playing the Holy Spirit. Remember, you told me you didn't feel love or respect for him, and even wondered if he was the right man for you after all. You have telegraphed your thoughts to him, and be assured he is wondering the same thing about you right now. Listen to me, young mother. Do not play the fool. You don't know how bad it can get. The devil would love to steal your children's souls. He will not do it through your husband's TV. He will do it through your dishonor. The boys may have a difficult time with their sexual drives as a result of the commercials, but many young men have survived this in spite of the increased temptation. Few survive an unstable marriage where mother resents daddy. Your attitude has done nothing to stop the children's exposure to temptation. Just think, if you had lower expectations, you would permit yourself to love and honor your husband, and the children would be better for it. When God gave Eve to Adam, he was giving him a helper, not a conscience. Adam already had a conscience before his wife was created. I'm not suggesting that you should have lower standards. In fact, your husband obviously should have higher standards. But your nagging and criticism have the opposite effect of producing righteousness. Ideally, if you could hold your standards, hold your tongue, and hold your man, In time you might be able to put forth an appeal to him that does not offend. As things are today, you will continue toward divorce, or you will get on the road toward a heavenly marriage by honoring your man. It's a no-brainer. Debbie.